So if there's four big Social Security changes happening in 2026, we're going to get into the market, just all types of aspects. Our goal, which it is every week, is to give you actionable items, ideas that you can put into place now, today, that are going to make a difference in your future and retirement, certainly, and for your family. So let's dig in. Let's get into some of this, these tax rules that we're talking about. I mentioned the fact that some things have changed, certainly on the contribution side, Roth IRAs, traditional IRAs, 401ks, contribution limits have changed. But let's just, I just want to set the stage. And again, I'm going to make some offers here because we've created this reference guide that covers a lot. It's a terrific tool for you to use so you can reference some of the things I'm talking about today and some of the plans. We're also going to offer that tax-free report. We'll make some other additional offers. I want to get the information in front of you so you have it to read through, not just you're going to hear these one time and maybe forget about it. But let's start with the problems when we talk about the retirement accounts and the traditional. I mean, traditional sounds great, but we have to be careful because when we take a look at these problems, let's just walk through this, and then we're going to get on the solution side of this. When you take a look at your IRA or your 401k, first of all, every penny of that is taxable, right? Every penny is taxable at whatever the tax rate is in the future. I don't know what future tax rates are going to be, but as I've asked in some of our classes, you know, anybody who thinks taxes are going down in the future, please raise your hand. Not many hands go up, maybe none go up. So you have to remember, every dollar you take out in the future is going to be taxed at whatever the tax rate is in the future. You have to remember, too, at some point you're going to have required minimum distributions, and then you're going to have what are called forced distributions, a certain amount you have to take out. If not, there's a 25% penalty. In addition to that, you have to remember it can tax your Social Security. It is used to determine how much of your Social Security is taxable. What is your IRMA, your Medicare premiums? There's an IRMA table for that. And then to the extent it goes to your children, keep in mind, every penny that is in there, they're going to pay tax on. And sometimes it's at their highest tax rate. So they may end up paying 30, 40% on it. So this is why this stuff is so important. And not only that, during your lifetime, it's important because remember, you know, the IRS is your partner. If you need to net $30,000, I've used this example many times, and you're in a 25% tax bracket, $10,000 of, and you have to pull out $40,000 to net $30,000. That means $10,000 is going to the IRS, your partner, and you're getting $30,000. And sometimes it's fairly shocking when you go into retirement, you start pulling money, and think, wait a minute, I have to give that much to the government? Yeah, that's how much you have to pull out. So let's just talk about some of these ideas. We have a report that's called Getting to Tax-Free. I should have mentioned this before, our website. If you want to access any of this information, you go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com, alphawealthgroup.com. You can download this information. We'll send it out to you, too. We'll put this packet together for you. You can sign up for our classes. You can sign up for our newsletter. You can even schedule a time. If some of these ideas we're talking about you want to get on my calendar, you can do that right on our website, alphawealthgroup.com. You can also call us directly at 630-864-6711. 630-864-6711. Let me start with the first thing. And I mentioned contribution limits are changing. So when you look at the IRAs, if you're 50 or over, you can put $8,000 into an IRA. It's gone up to $8,600. That's pretty significant. So right now we're in this unique window. I've talked about this before. Up until April 15th, you can still fund your 2025 IRA. And as you know, I'm a fan of the Roth. You can do $8,000 for 2025. You can do $8,600 for 2026. That's $16,600 you can do as an individual. Now, if you're married, your spouse can do another $16,600. That's $33,200 between the two of you that you can get into an account that grows tax-free the rest of your life. There are no required minimum distributions. Do you remember these issues I talked about in retirement where it's taxed at whatever the rate is? The tax rate on Roths are always zero. I talked about required minimum distributions. There are no required minimum distributions on Roth accounts. And it goes to your children tax-free. It is not used to determine how much of your Social Security is taxable, and it is not used to determine how much of your Medicare premiums are taxable. And if tax rates go up in the future, again, tax rate on it is always zero. So when we talk about some of these opportunities, as I said, that's why I offered this tax reference guide, because it shows all these contributions. Contributions to your 401k, which, by the way, we're starting out a new year. That means you have 12 months to fund the 401ks. You can put up to, now, if those numbers have gone up, if you're 50 or over, guess what? You can put $32,500 into your 401k. That's in addition to the Roth IRA, by the way, which I just said. So let's say, you say I'm going to put $32,500 into my 401k. And then on top of that, I'm going to put another $8,600 into my Roth. Well, that's $41,000. I just did that. I had $41,100 that will go tax-free forever. Remember the problems I talked about? These IRAs, 401ks, the traditional IRAs. So think about some of these things. If you want to get this report, these reports and the tax reference guide, again, you can give us a call, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711. I'll include the tax-free reference guide, too, the tax-free strategies, seven strategies to get to tax-free in addition to this tax reference guide. We have another report called Taking Control of Your Taxes. You know, this is why we talk about the importance of tax planning versus tax preparation. We want to make sure, look, if you're doing tax preparation, which I'm sorry, we're doing it now. We're getting the 1099s. We're getting the 1099Rs or whatever else. We're getting our W-2s. We're starting to put together these tax returns. And that's why we say tax planning versus tax preparation. A big difference. It's not something we should just say we're going to do every once a year. We're going to put everything together. We're going to reach out to our accountant or do it ourselves and never look at it again. You see why this stuff is important? I'll make one other comment. When you think about these taxes and when you give away, I gave the example, if you need $30,000 out of your 401k and you're in a 25% effective tax bracket, that $10,000 that you had to, you know, give to the government, to the IRS, to net your 30, that's $10,000 that will never grow in your account for the rest of your life. That's $10,000 that will not go to your spouse. That's $10,000 plus all the growth that will never go to your children. So when we talk about some of these ideas, I hope you see why this stuff is important. As I said, this is why when we talk about these problems of, look, you know, there's required minimum distributions. The larger your retirement accounts are, the larger your required distribution is. In addition to that, don't forget, for those that are married, if you pass away, your spouse, the RMD does not go down to your, it does not reduce to the spouse. So now you're filing individually. You could be in a, you could go from a 12% to a 24% tax bracket, and now you have to give away twice as much. This stuff gets really, I mean, it can be get pretty vicious. And so with again, the Roths, there are no RMDs. And even if you take it out, there are no taxes. So the widow's penalty goes away. The penalty to your children goes away. The penalty during your lifetime goes away, or the threat, I should say, to rising tax rates. I'm not saying it's an all or nothing proposition. Look, you could do, and there's going to be changes to the 401k I'm going to get into soon if you stick around. But I just want you to be aware of some of the things. That's why I offer these guides. That's why I offer these ideas. We can get it in front of you. You can start to do some planning this year and make a difference. I said actionable items. I'll take it one step further. For those of you that are asking about should I be doing, we're going to get into this in the next segment, so please stick around. We're going to talk about Roth conversions. We're going to talk about some other ideas. But for those of you that are saying, is this right for me? Should I be doing this? Well, you know, this is where we step, and this is what we do as a planning firm. Look, I mean, this is where I think we're a little unique and different by design. We help with tax planning. In fact, it's integral to what we do. So if you're not getting this information or you want to understand how this works, you can either give us a call directly, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711, or go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. I like to say we're different by design. I think we are. We look at complete retirement planning. If you come in here, I like to say you're in the right place because we cover all of these things from investments to taxes. We do estate planning. We have an attorney that does that. We talk about income planning, and we've covered a lot of the tax. I want to spend more time on this. I think this is really critical to your planning. I think it's one of the most overlooked areas, which is tax planning, not tax preparation. I know we're getting into that, which really there's an opportunity to start to look at some of these things for those of you that want to schedule a time. I offered the information, the tax-free planning report, plus the tax reference guide that offers all of this information, your marginal tax brackets, understanding where those are. I'm going to talk about why that's important in a second. Gets into the contribution limits. Understand you can now put $8,600 into an IRA, a Roth IRA or a traditional. I prefer Roths. These are things that are on our, by the way, these all these reports are on our website. If you want to go, that's alphawealthgroup.com. We have a 401k report. These are decisions to make. You know, are you putting enough in to get to that and maxing out the 401k you have between now and December 31st? But again, 32.5, you can even do a Roth 401k. So again, if you want to go to alphawealthgroup.com, alphawealthgroup.com, you can also sign up for our classes. We have classes every month. You can sign up for our newsletter, all of this information, and you can get on my calendar if you want to discuss some of these ideas that we're covering today. And so when we talk about these problems that are just sitting there, sometimes I say these are problems that are asleep. I mentioned number one, some point you got to take required minimum distributions. The larger your IRA, the larger required minimum distributions. Secondly, if you're married, okay, keep in mind if it goes to the spouse, the required distributions do not go down. I call that the widow's penalty. To the extent you don't go through it, it goes to your children or whoever the beneficiary is. They will have to pay the tax on it. Certainly, if your children are in their highest tax earning years, they may be giving away 30 to 40% of that retirement account you worked all your life to build. That doesn't happen. All of those problems I just talked about, and I got into the Social Security taxable, the Medicare premiums, even what's called your net investment income. We don't need to go down too many of these rabbit holes, but there's this thing called net investment income. It's just, they just get you coming and going. But those are not, it doesn't apply. The Roth will never go on your tax returns. That's why you kind of hear me pound the table. So again, if you want that tax reference guide with the new rules, if you want that getting to tax free, we haven't even talked about health savings accounts. May not have time today. That's part of these new rules too. What can you put in a health savings account? That is tax, by the way, that's tax deductible going in, and it grows tax free. And you can use it down the road, tax-free. I mean, come on. These are things that we can start using. So if you want that packet of information, give us a call, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711, and we'll get that out to you. We'll put it together for you. We can customize things for you as well. But I'm giving you these ideas. Imagine if you started putting one or two of these things in place. Let me go on to another idea, which are Roth conversions. We hear a lot about it. I had a meeting the other day. By the way, these were someone that was over age 65, so they have this additional tax standard deduction. This is why you want to know your rules. You want to do a Roth conversion. I'll talk about that. And the other comment I'll make here is I talked about Roth IRAs. I talked about Roth 401ks. Now I'm talking about Roth conversions. Those are three separate things. You can do all three, okay? And so we talk about Roth conversions. That's taking money from forever taxed and never taxed. It is a taxable event. You have to pay the tax to make that conversion, but you will never pay the tax again for the rest of your life. I'll just kind of set the table on the rules here. It is. You can do any amount at any age at any time. So you can do $10,000 today. You can do $10,000 in June, and you can do $100,000, and you do $1 million. It doesn't, you know, you can do as much as you like. Now, we want to be smart about it, right? But this is something we do. So as an example, had a meeting the other day. And so these are the questions you may be saying. You're saying, should I do it? I'm going to present it this way. And I hope this illustrates why it's so important and why we include these tax reference guides. Look, this individual had a little over 100. They just retired, so their income went down, but they had about $100,000 of income. Well, guess what? You got a standard deduction. And the standard deduction, if you're 65 or over, the standard deduction was over $40,000. So your taxable income was a 50. They were in a 12% bracket. So my point is, even if you're in a 22, you want to think about some of these things if you're still working and if your income is $150,000, you're in a 22% marginal tax bracket. That's not my opinion. It's just a fact. I'm talking about the joint single. You can have that if you want. But the point is, if you're going to move money from an IRA to a Roth, that's a Roth conversion. And what's going to happen is you can move the money, right? You do the paperwork or whatever. If it's in the same place, it's all done in the same place. And that's easy. It's internal. You'll get a 1099 in January saying, okay, let's say you moved 20,000 over. You're going to have to put that on your tax returns. You're going to pay 12% or 22%, or maybe you pay a blend of the two. But what's happened? You paid that tax once. You'll never pay the tax on that again. You'll never pay the tax on any of the growth. And we can go down the whole line here. But my point is, this is why we do this. There's a sweet spot here, too. Sometimes we have individuals come in. Again, this person came in. I said, they were with someone, and they said, I really can't give you advice. I don't really know. And I just rolled it out. I said, if I could move money today at 12% to never pay tax on it the rest of my life, I got to pay on it, or if I have to pay a blend of 12 and 22, so I'm paying maybe 17% because I spill into the next bracket, would you pay 17%? To move money to an account that you will never pay tax on the rest of your life, there's no required distributions, doesn't tax your Social Security, goes to your spouse and children tax-free? And they said, yeah. I said, well, then you answered it, not me. You see, this is how we pose things here at the Alpha Wealth Group. This is how we present things. We want you to understand why you're doing it, not because I said so, right? And then this becomes very powerful, and we're not guessing anymore. And so I just want you to be aware of the Roth IRAs, the Roth 401ks, And again, I'm going to spend a little more time on the 401k because those rules have changed dramatically. As the catch-ups now have to go into Roth. But again, we'll talk more about that. But I want you to be aware of some of these moves we can make. And the other thing is, where do you own your investments? Again, this person came in and they had a Roth IRA, they had a traditional IRA, and they had just a regular brokerage account. They're all brokerage accounts, but it was a joint titled account. Should be in a trust. We won't go there right now. But I said, you own the same thing in every bucket. Why would you do that? Why would I not want to make growth in the tax-free? Put your fixed investments in the IRA, right? Why do I want to grow my tax bill, right? So you put money in the Roth, like, you know, I've talked about these. Look, these are not recommendations, but if you say, look, I like Apple stock, it's been down, you know, I think it's going to get to 350. You've heard some analysts say that. Again, you have to do your own research. Microsoft, some of these that you think are good large cap stocks that are going to grow over time, whatever you've seen or something you think is beaten down, or if there's a sector strategy you want to own, that money's tax-free forever. If it pays dividends, those dividends are tax-free forever. You know, if I put, again, those dollars in my Roth, I don't care if it doubles or triples in value. It's all tax-free forever. So you see why all of these things we may be missing at. So there's tax efficiency. There's tax planning, of course, forward tax planning, getting to tax-free. How many of you are getting this advice and you're planning? Look, I'm an investment advisor rep. We do active portfolio management. I think we do a good job. I think we have some very solid strategies, smart strategies. But then I couple it with your tax plan. I'm going to try to be as tax efficient as possible because on the back end, we want to make sure you're giving away as little in taxes as possible. And as I said, I made the comment before, you could get all of your Social Security tax-free. I have clients that are in that boat. So let's take a look at some of these ideas. I've offered you the reports. We can get those out to you, the tax reference guide, the getting to tax-free, looking at some of these actionable items, which I promise those of you that really want to take a look and understand, because that's going to be the most productive. It's just the truth. You want to schedule a time, just go to either go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. That's alphawealthgroup.com. Or give us a call, 630-864-6711. 630-864-6711. If you're wondering, should I be doing Roth conversions? How does this stuff work? What should I be doing right now to get closer to tax-free? Understanding these different strategies. You want to optimize your tax planning and create a forward tax plan? Give us a call, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711. We can either meet in person, we can have a 15-minute conversation, whatever it will be, but I assure you one thing, it will make a difference. Give us a call, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711. That's that tax planning packet. All the updated information on the new rules, all the updated information and ideas and strategies to get to tax-free. So you can actually sit down and look at putting some of these things in place. And then guess what? The income that you're starting to receive, I mentioned before, we're going to talk about Social Security in a second here, but what if you could get all your Social Security tax-free? Up to 85% of it could be taxable. And there have been some changes to Social Security. We're going to talk about that as well. But as I said, if you want, and you can go get on my calendar too on our website, alphawealthgroup.com. We're here. We're a resource for you. Again, I want to get you this information. No cost or obligation in any of these things, so you have no excuse. But when we talk about income planning, so I want to segue into some of this. And you hear a lot of different things on that. Again, this is where we help people. We do the Social Security analysis. We look at their pension plans. These are all sources of income. And so, you know, why is this crucial? Of course, for a lot. Well, we're living longer than ever, right? People are living well into their 80s and 90s. Without proper planning, your savings might not last. I would argue, too, even though we're going to talk about trying to maximize Social Security, it typically isn't enough. You know, you see these numbers often, which should be about 40% of your income. Well, where's that other 60% coming from? Then you have to look at health care costs. That's part of it. Those are rising. Inflation, no one's immune to inflation. So we look at all of these things. And the biggest impact here, I think, is psychologically. Because maybe, you know, we get to this, the studies have shown, I think it was the Retirement Research Institute said that we're less apt to pull money out of these accounts as opposed to having a paycheck coming in. So how do we create those paychecks? You've heard, I'm sure there's other shows, I'm not the only one, or you've heard people talk about these different ideas. Let's start with Social Security, and then we're going to go into some other ideas. But I just want to make a differentiation here. Please understand there's a difference between income and assets. And when someone comes into our office, I get on the board and I say, okay, let's list your income sources, right? And so Social Security is an income. It's not an asset. right? Why do I say that? Because it comes in regardless of age, right? It comes in regardless of the market. I don't care if the market's up or down. You're going to get that paycheck, right? And I don't care what you have in savings or investments. You get that paycheck. That's income, right? And pensions, same thing. Does it pass the test? Does it come in regardless of the market? Yes, it does. Does it come in regardless of what you have in savings and investment? Yep. And does it come in whether you're 65, 75, or 95? Yes, it does. How many of us are creating? I want to differentiate so you can please understand why when we talk about this outliving your income, why this is important. Those risks I just talked about go away. Life expectancy risk is not an issue, really, because the income comes in. Market risk. Well, again, it doesn't matter about the market. What if you could remove those risks? And then we have the other things we talked about, which is having that investment plan where the money's growing for you. Is that going to take a little pressure off? This is why this stuff is so important. We talk about creating an income. We have an income planning packet, by the way, which I will offer. Just like I offered the tax packet, the income planning packet includes, number one, I want to include the worksheets. Because there's a worksheet in there that has, you know, and we can send it to you so you can auto-calculates, you can fill it out. You can keep it on your computer as a workable document. It's a spreadsheet, but you can add the numbers and you can change them. So it's a very nice worksheet. It's an income, sources, and your budget worksheet. You know, I think the Employee Benefit Research Institute said roughly 50% of people simply guess at what they need. So you need to set a retirement goal. It's not just nice to have kind of thing. It's one of the smartest financial moves you can make. And this is why we want to offer you these tools. Because it can sometimes turn this hope that you have, again, this guess that we just talked about, like I want to retire someday, into a concrete, achievable plan. And that's the idea behind this information. It also includes the maximizing income or retirement. Gets into these different ideas, the Social Security, the pensions. Are you going to use an annuity? What about your investments? These can be four different sources of income for you. And again, how are you mapping these out? It includes the Social Security decision, the truth about annuities. It's all in this packet. So if you want us to get it out to you, we'll send it to you, right? 630-864-6711. 630-864-6711. We can either mail it to you, or if you want, we'll email it. This is a process of starting to get an income plan in place. Imagine if you could check the box on your income plan. So let's start with, as I said, step one is we need to define a goal. If you go through these worksheets, you may be surprised. You may find out either where you're going to know where your income gap is it achievable, and so on. So this is critical. That's why, again, you got to put pencil to paper sometime, or on your computer, I guess. It's kind of old school, but same thing. But I mentioned some things that are changing this year. Number one, you know, I talked about the COLA. Yes, it's your paycheck should go up. It's 2.8% was the last cost of living. They do that every year, okay? There's a cost of living that comes into effect. It could be zero, but in most cases, like last year, it was 2.8%. So if you think about it, let's just say roughly 3%. If your monthly benefit is $3,000, okay, you're going to get a $90 bump. Let's just say roughly $100. If someone's getting that, that might give you $1,200 more a year. That's good to know. Hey, that's a good thing, right? So that's going to happen. The other thing is the maximum benefit is going to go up. Also, the ability, how much your earnings test limit right now, and we'll talk about that in a second. But you can, you know, when we look at our Social Security decision, keep in mind, you can take Social Security as early as 62. And that's fine, but most people don't, because if you're working, there's a penalty. And that was one of the changes. Right now, you have an income penalty you can make up to, I think it just increased to, it looks like, here, let me look at this. Looks like you can make up to $24,480 if you start taking Social Security at 62. There's a penalty until full retirement age, but that's not the biggest issue. If you take Social Security at 62, keep in mind you're locking into a 30% lower benefit than full retirement age of 67. That's a lower benefit the rest of your life. What else does that mean? That COLA I just talked about, well, you have a cost of living index that's on a smaller amount. So it's going to be even more impactful over time. You also have to understand that if you take a lower benefit, well, it could also reduce your standard of living. It could also impact your spouse, because if it's the higher benefit, keep in mind the higher benefit stays with the surviving spouse. So we have to understand these decisions. There's what's called an 8% delayed retirement credit. Well, that goes away. And so, you know, when you defer your Social Security, again, this is something we do. It's just like the tax planning. We do a Social Security analysis for anyone that comes in and wants to take a look at, you know, our belief is you should do the due diligence up front. Understand what happens if I take it at 67. If I wait till 70, your benefit could go anywhere from, let's say it could go from $34,000 up to $44,000. That's a $10,000 difference for the rest of your life. And by the way, it's not just during your lifetime. Again, if you're married, that's the benefit that now goes to the surviving spouse. And, you know, there was a study. It was done at Nationwide. It said in 50% of couples, one spouse outlives the other by 10 years. And so we talked about taxes. What about the RMDs? What about keep making sure they have that widow's penalty? What about the income understanding? And we're going to talk more about this. But if you want to schedule a time to understand how to create an income plan, I offered the income planning packet, which you can read through. You can use. There's worksheets. There's discussions on the Social Security decision and the annuities and understanding your pensions. But, you know, everybody's situation is, this is where we test your plan. It's very simple. There's no cost or obligation. It's actually very informal. You're going to walk out of here with a plan. You're going to understand where you stand. You're going to be able to take action. And we're going to really set yourself up for having a solid 2026 and on going into the retirement. For those of you that want the retirement roadmap, I like to say it's a blueprint. It goes through all those five pillars. It's a process of getting a retirement plan in place. You can use it. You can mark it up. We'll get that out to you and see, hey, are there areas I should address? I believe it's that helpful, and we'll provide some perspective on where what your retirement plan and maybe some areas you should address. If you want that, we'll get it out to you. 630-864-6711. 630-864-6711. We can include that with, again, the overall report, which is the retirement roadmap, five simple steps to a stress-free retirement, and then we'll include those supporting tax-free ideas, income planning ideas. That can all be included. Give us a call, 630-864-6711. Of course, I always extend the offer for those of you that want to schedule a time with me or one of the advisors to just sit down and go through your plan. We will test it. We'll stress test it. We'll take a look at what happens, these what ifs. What about tax planning? What do your investments look like? We can get into all those details, but, you know, that's only one piece of it. This is all part of having a plan. So as I said, we can get that information out to you. Let's move on to, or keep moving down this path of income planning. Look, we talk about why is income planning so important. Well, there's a number of reasons, of course. We're living longer than ever. Well, first of all, it's going to determine our lifestyle, right? When you stop working, one other thing happens, the paychecks stop. So, you know, I was talked about Social Security in the last segment. One other thing I should mention is you should go to SSA.gov for those of you that haven't. You can find out what your benefits are. This is what, when I talked about the worksheets, you go there and you start to get this information. You may be surprised. What is your benefit? What is your spouse's benefit? If your benefit is $40,000 and your spouse's is $30,000, you know, that's pretty important to know. Well, now you've answered one question. You know you're going to have $70,000 of income coming in. Of course, we want to try to get it tax-free. But you know that. Now, if you have a pension, call your pension provider. Ask them for a pension printout. What is my pension going to be if I take it at 65 or 62 or whatever it may be? What is the survivor benefit to my spouse? These are important things to know. I made the comment before from that Nationwide study or paper. It said that in 50% of married couples, one spouse outlives the other by 10 years. What happens? Well, when you pass away, a Social Security goes away. One of them, the smaller amount, your pension may be reduced or may go away. These are irrevocable decisions, folks, by the way. It's when I talk about these decisions, you can't go back and change them. But if we start to work on this and start to say, hey, I have this income plan, I can define it. What else does that accomplish? Well, of course, it provides some peace of mind, right? When you have some ideas here of, hey, I know what's coming in. I know what my income needs are because I took advantage of the budget worksheet, which I offered in that packet. And now I really have some clarity in my planning. You can't, it's like that old, I don't think they do it anymore, the MasterCard commercial, priceless, was that MasterCard? Some of the stuff is priceless. You can't put a number on it because if you can sit back and say with confidence, I know I will not outlive my money during my lifetime. That's why I talked about income planning. Market risk doesn't matter if the market goes up or down. Longevity doesn't matter. And then if again, for those of you that are married, what am I doing to protect my spouse? Okay, we don't need to get into life insurance right now, but you know, maybe there's something that you should consider there. I don't know. This is why this is so good to sit down and go through these things, because we pose those questions. We specialize in this, and so that's the process we go through. So that's why I offer those opportunities to come in, and we just have a casual conversation. But you know what? We're going to dig into the numbers. You're going to see where things stand, okay? I do want to make one other comment about income planning. You can stack on top of this. Again, if you don't have a pension, Social Security, you know, okay, we talked about that. There's a Social Security decision made. Do I make take it at 67? Do I wait till 70 to get the maximum benefit? What about my spouse? Can they take a spousal benefit and so on? There's a lot of rules that come in with this. Then we can take a look at, can I stack another guaranteed lifetime income? This is where annuities come in. And I want to be clear, I'm not pro or con, but there is some truth to how these can work into your planning. They eliminate market risk. They eliminate longevity risk. And you can set them up for a joint lifetime income. It doesn't go down. So think about this. If you have one of these, if you use these as part of your planning, what does that accomplish? And they've done studies. 97% of annuity owners say their annuities help them worry less often about running out of money. All right. 93% said they ease concerns about day-to-day expenses. And so this was a BlackRock study. They showed this. And so, you know, is this important? I think so. I think it's kind of nice because think of it this way. If you have the, then this comes in monthly. Think if you have the paychecks hitting your bank account every month, you know those are coming in and you covered, you know, I've made the comment before, feeling wealthy in retirement typically is having enough money to cover out your expenses and maybe then some. And so I'm trying to lay out some of these processes. We can take a look at these in that income planning packet. There was this truth about annuities and we need to understand them. They've evolved over time. They're not good or bad. It's just they can be almost your own private pensions. You can set them up. Again, the market, if the market does 10% a year and everything goes well, you may have enough and that may be fine. You may not need an annuity. But again, does it help in the process of creating income you can't outlive? That is a true statement. So, and to the extent you don't go through that money, again, it will continue during your lifetime and down to your spouse. The income will continue to the spouse. And then to the extent you don't go through that account, it goes to your children and grandchildren. That's not a bad thing. I sat down with someone the other day. They were asking about it. So I said, let's run the numbers. Again, this is what it's about. So I ran the numbers. I showed them. You know, they were talking about retiring in 6 years. And we looked at the annuity. Well, the annuity, you know, by the time they retired, you know, it was going to give them over $30,000 a year. Excuse me, it's 40. I apologize. It was $42,000 a year. And so that was on top of their Social Security benefits. So between the two of them, they were over $100,000 a year. Now, if they took that money and invested it, could they take out $42,000 a year for the rest of both of their lifetimes? Maybe, but it's not guaranteed. You see the difference? So again, it's not one is better or worse than the other. They're different. So if you want to look into some of these things, understand how they work. One other comment I will make in that part of the planning, which again is, I think, a benefit, is that it would provide that $42,000 a year plus the larger Social Security, which was over $40,000 a year, stays for the surviving spouse. Those are two income sources that stay for both lifetimes. You see this, how this we start to create some stability and why we talk about peace of mind and financial security in retirement. And then you can have the investments too, but guess what else that does? It gives you this permission slip or maybe emotionally allows you to stick with your investments, maybe to go for a little more growth because you know the paychecks are coming in regardless of the market. So I can do these things. You see how all of this comes together? And we mentioned the tax planning, the estate planning. Man, this is what we call cooking with gas. This is having a complete plan, understanding your options. You deserve to know them. Opinions can be really detrimental. I'm going to be nice. When people say, well, they're terrible, they're good, or you should do a conversion or not, let's back that up with some facts. That's what we do. So if you want to schedule a time, if this is an area you want to explore how the annuities can work, you want to take a look at creating an income plan, you want to look at your Social Security decision, or you want to just test your overall plan, tax planning, your investments, creating a complete plan so you can have that security and that reduced stress, throw everything in a box. Come on in. Give us a call, 630-864-6711, 864-6711, or go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. That's alphawealthgroup.com. You can get on my calendar, sign up for our newsletter. All of those things are available to you. I said, or just schedule a time to chat for 15 minutes on any one of these ideas. That's what we're here for.
Tom Fortino is an investment advisor representative of Retirement Wealth Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered advisor. Alpha Wealth Group, WGN, and RWA are not affiliated. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or recommendation to buy or sell any financial vehicle. This information should not be considered tax or legal advice. Individuals should consult with professionals specialized in fields of tax, legal, accounting, or investments regarding the applicability of this information for their situation. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments will fluctuate, and when redeemed, may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company and are not offered by Retirement Wealth Advisors. Insurance and annuities offered through Alpha Wealth Group, licensed in Illinois.
Tom Fortino and Alpha Wealth Group are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency.